highest paying jobs with little schooling. Here's a list of some top paying jobs that take the least time in school. There are many others besides the ones listed here, and in fact, I edit this article from time to time, adding new careers and updating salary information. The length of the programs listed here are generally 3 to 6 weeks certificate or license training, 3 month certificates, 6 month certificates, and 12 months to 2 years diplomas and associate's degrees. Training for a high paying job in 6 weeks to 2 years. You can get training in the classroom and online for certificates like nursing assistant, CDL truck driver, and medical assistant in 3 weeks to 3 months. There are 3 and 6 month certificate programs in the skilled trades, medical, dental, and criminal justice fields too. All salary information noted below was found at the Bureau of Labor Statistics official government website. Welding technology. The job of a welder, in a nutshell, is to bond metals using heat. In broader terms, welders are needed in every aspect of life, from auto racing to building bridges to keeping airplanes in the sky. Most employers prefer hiring welders who have completed formal training programs, which take 6 months to 1 year, and who have been certified. In May 2019, the average salary for welders was $42,490, but for welders, salary is heavily determined by which industry they work in, since jobs like underwater welder can pay over $100,000. There is a growing shortage of experienced welders, so job prospects should remain fairly stable for those who fit the bill. Dental hygienist. After as little as 2 years in an accredited program, you could have what is considered one of the best paying jobs for trade school graduates. Though, to research, teach, or work in the public school system, you'll need a master's degree. Dental hygienists work alongside dentists to clean patients' teeth and look for any signs of dental or oral problems. Dental hygiene is one of the highest paying careers that you do not need 4 years of schooling. The Bureau of Labor Statistics quotes the median annual salary for dental hygienists is about $76,220, with the top 10% making over $103,000. Steady growth of the dental hygienist career is predicted, topping 6% between now and 2029. Electrician. Electricians repair, install, and maintain power in virtually every structure throughout the country and world. Many electricians begin as an apprentice, but they must be 18, have a high school diploma or GED, pass a drug screening, and pass an aptitude exam. The majority of states require that electricians be certified to perform their service. Many aspiring electricians choose to attend trade school for their formal electrician training, which takes about 1 year, but they still have to complete an apprenticeship too. Apprenticeships can take 4 to 5 years to finish. The average salary of an electrician in 2019 was $56,180, but the top 10% make closer to $96,000. Between now and 2029, job growth for electricians is expected to increase by 8%. Graphic designer. Using design software or creating by hand, graphic designers can become employed in a variety of capacities. Graphic designers work in the digital, marketing, print, trade, and many other spaces. Although there are bachelor's degrees available in graphic design, most community colleges offer 2-year associate's degrees where the programs focus solely on the industry instead of having to take core subjects such as math and sciences. Many graphic design students obtain their initial experience through internships, which usually serves them well once they are looking for their first job. The average annual salary for graphic designers was $52,110 in 2019. However, with experience and talent, it's not uncommon for this career to pay over $89,000 annually. There is 4% growth expected for graphic designers through 2029. Medical assistant. Medical assistants provide administrative and clinical duties for medical facilities, such as doctor's offices and hospitals. Medical assistants may work at the front desk, or they may get the patient ready for the doctor. There are a few different types of medical assistants, including administrative, clinical, and podiatric. While most states have no set schooling requirements for medical assistants, most employers prefer to hire medical assistants who have completed formal training. Medical assisting programs through trade schools can take as little as 6 weeks for certificate training, or up to 1 year to earn a diploma. Associate's degree programs through trade schools or community colleges take 2 years if the student attends full-time. The Bureau of Labor Statistics states the median annual pay for medical assistants is $34,800, with the top 10% of all medical assistants earning $48,720 per year. The field of medical assisting is expecting to grow 19% through 2029. This is much faster than the average of other occupations. When looking for a job, certified medical assistants with knowledge of electronic health records will have an edge over their competition. Medical billing and coding. Although they are usually lumped together, like I'm doing here, medical biller and medical coder, or certified coding specialist, are two different positions. They both work within the medical health field, gathering patient, doctor, and insurance information. Medical coders, however, inspect patient records to ensure the diagnosis code given to insurance companies coincide with procedures performed on the patient. Medical billers use those codes to bill insurance companies, so the patient and healthcare facility receive accurate reimbursement. After their 1 to 2 years of training, both medical biller and medical coder are similarly paid, earning over $40,350 annually on average. Pastry chef. Pastry chefs specialize in creating and making tantalizingly tasty treats. Focusing on culinary arts through a community college or culinary school is the quickest way to go when considering a career as a pastry chef. Normal length of time here is 1 to 2 years. Some pastry chefs do choose the 4-year bachelor's degree route, however. According to BLS, the annual salary for all types of chefs is almost $51,500. The top 10% of chefs made an average of $86,990. Individual talent and experience will help when searching for jobs in this increasingly competitive space. Paralegal. A paralegal's job is to assist their employing lawyer by working up cases, doing legal research, drafting documents, and anything else their employer has them in charge of. Paralegals can do most of the work necessary for a case, aside from presenting it to the court. There are a few different routes to take to becoming a paralegal. An associate's program through a community college is one of the most common ones, and if a student attends full-time, it only takes 2 years to complete. The average salary for a paralegal is $51,740 per year on average. Entry-level paralegals earn right around $32,160, while paralegals who have been in the industry for some time will make closer to $82,500. The Bureau of Labor Statistics predicts a 10% employment growth through 2029 for paralegal positions, which is faster than average. Experienced and formally trained paralegals have the best job prospects. Registered nurse. Registered nurses provide care to patients. There are many areas an RN can specialize, such as cardiology, critical care, addiction, and pediatrics. To become a registered nurse, it only takes 2 to 3 years through an associate's degree program in nursing or a diploma through an accredited and approved nursing school. Programs should include both practical and clinical application. All RNs must be licensed to practice. The average salary for a registered nurse is $73,300. Entry-level RN positions brought in over $52,080 per year, and the top 10% earned over $111,220 as of May 2019. Employment for registered nurses is expected to increase 7% through 2029. Truck driver. Truck driving is not your typical 9-to-5, but it's a great way to make a living, and there are many different types of truck driver jobs. Training for your CDL license generally takes 6 weeks to 3 months. There is an increasing shortage of drivers, so earning your commercial driver's license, or CDL, is a great choice if you want to finish your training fast. One downside of a truck driving job is that the hours can keep you away from home for semi-extended periods of time. The average annual pay for heavy and tractor-trailer drivers is over $45,260 annually. However, as an experienced truck driver, you could be earning over $66,840 per year. The employment outlook for truck drivers is projected to increase 2% through 2029, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Besides a nice paycheck, most truck drivers get great benefits too. HVAC technician. HVAC technicians work on heating and air conditioning equipment in industrial, business, and residential settings. There are different types of HVAC tech programs, including certificate training, diploma, and associate's degrees. These programs take from a few months to 2 years to complete. The median annual wage for HVAC mechanics and installers was $48,730 in May 2019. The bottom 10% earned close to $30,610, and the top 10% earned around $78,000. The job outlook for HVAC technicians is projected to grow 4% from 2019 to 2029. Web developer. Web developers design and create websites. They control everything from how the website looks to how it works on the back end. The most common path for web developers is through a technical college where a 2-year associate's degree can be earned. Some employers may look for web developers with a bachelor's degree in computer science or another related field. Also, some experience with graphic design may be preferred. The average annual salary for web developers is $69,430. Web developers with more experience can earn over $124,000 per year. Because of the heavy reliance on the internet experience, the job growth for web devs is expected to rise 8% through 2029. Electrical and Electronics Engineer Technicians. Electronics and electrical engineer technicians have a few things in common, but are otherwise somewhat different jobs. As of 2019, both electrical and electronic engineer technicians earned an average of $98,530 annually. Entry-level positions pay about $63,020 per year, and experienced workers can earn over $155,000 per year. Both electrical and electronics engineering technicians help engineers design and create electronic equipment that would be used in every aspect of life. To become an electrical or electronics engineer tech, all that is necessary beyond a high school diploma or GED is an associate's degree in electrical or electronic engineering, which takes 2 years as a full-time student.